Welcome to Renew Devotionals. I'm Grace Thweet, the author of this devotional series, Cover to Cover. In the series, we're moving through the overarching story of Scripture as we study every book of the Bible. This is part 8, which covers the latter section of the epistles in Revelation. These books were originally letters written to Christians in the first century who were seeking to live faithfully for Christ. And the Christian journey, how do we run the race well? These books lead us to the source of godly endurance, wisdom, and faithfulness. They bring us to encounter the love and glory of God that we might be strengthened and equipped. And this time with God and His Word today, we'll be studying the book of Hebrews. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 2.
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
How do we persevere when things get hard? It seems as though endurance necessitates a belief that the cost of going back is too high. Whatever is on the other side of our trial is worth the struggle. The college degree is worth the late hours studying. The physical health is worth the strenuous exercise. The relational closeness is worth the pain of working through conflict. In the first century Roman Empire, a group of Christians were facing persecution for their faith, and their endurance was beginning to wane. The letter of Hebrews was written to them in their trials, and it charges its reader to remain faithful to Jesus by showing that He is worth their devotion. This group of Christians had a Jewish background, and many of them were tempted to revert to their pre-Jesus ways to escape persecution. They were wrestling with the question, is following Jesus really worth it? In his letter, the author of Hebrews spells out Jesus' superiority to their old ways. His message communicates, the cost of going back is too high. First, the author writes, the message of Jesus is superior to your old spirituality. He challenges the formerly Jewish Christians, saying, if you listen to the message delivered by angels to your forefather Moses, how much more should you listen to the message of salvation delivered by God's Son? Once you've heard from God Himself, you can't go back. Second, the hope of Jesus is superior to your old hope. The Old Testament tells of how the Israelites rebelled against their leader Moses and lost their chance to enter into the rest of the promised land. The author of Hebrews warns, if Jesus is greater than Moses, then how much more will you lose out on if you rebel against Him? Jesus is restoring all of creation, and those who follow Him have the assurance of inheriting an eternal rest. Everything our hearts long for, peace, perfection, restoration, Christians will step fully into at Christ's return. And third, the salvation of Jesus is superior to your old ways of relating to God. The Old Testament priests had to offer a constant stream of sacrifices to atone for people's sins. But Jesus became the once and for all sacrifice. The sins of those who trust in Christ are wiped away for eternity. Nothing else is needed. Therefore, He is able also to save forever those who draw near to God through Him. The author writes in Hebrews 7:25. Jesus is the perfect connection to God. Because he himself became human, he can empathize with his people's weaknesses. And he is constantly advocating on their behalf. For all these reasons, Jesus is worth enduring for. In the latter part of his letter, the author seeks to inspire his readers with great models of faith found throughout the scriptures. People who persevered because of their hope in God. But the ultimate model of faith, he writes, is Jesus himself, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, as Hebrews 12:2 says. So, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author says, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. When we fix our eyes on Jesus, we see his superiority in all things. And we see the perfect model of faith. But even more than that, we see his love. What brought Jesus joy before his incomprehensible suffering and death? The thought of saving you and embracing you as his child. After encountering a love like this, nothing else compares. He is worthy of it all. Shauna Nyquist is an author who wrote a book about her journey out of what she describes as fast and worn-thin living and into a more present, whole existence. In her previous way of doing things, she said yes to everything so as not to disappoint anyone. She maintained an unhealthy workload, chasing the satisfaction of achievement. She directed an exorbitant amount of energy towards making her life, quote-unquote, perfect to feel a sense of control. Shauna writes about how she became out of touch with her relationships and with God, and she sensed God calling her to change. But she feared the cost would be too high. What if she lost friendships because she couldn't offer as much? Who would she be without all her achievements? Wouldn't letting go of control and accepting imperfection crush her? But eventually, Shauna hit rock bottom and started to change things. Listen to how she describes where she's at now. It used to be that I was my most anxious, jittery, frantic self when I was alone and still. And that makes sense to me now. Essentially, I had a hollow core, and that emptiness became deafening in the stillness. So I ran and ran and talked and talked and spun circles around my life, avoiding that emptiness. What I find now, though, is that the stillness is where I feel safe and grounded, and that the frantic living spins me away from myself, from my center, from my new and very precious awareness of how deeply I'm loved. I return to this silence to return to love. As Shauna describes, it's Christ's love that motivates us to endure in faithfulness to him. His calling always comes with challenges, but his love makes it all worth it. So is there something in your life holding you back from following Christ fully? Maybe does the cost of following Jesus feel too high? Take a moment to fix your eyes on Jesus and his worthiness of your devotion, that you might find strength to endure. As you listen to the worship song, praise God for his great love and worthiness of your devotion.
Echo of the things that I thought I knew. To understand your heart, to encounter you. The one and only thing that I wanna do. Come show me who you are. And I wanna anything.